Today's digest for July 27, 2026. 10 stories today covering AI privacy, agent security, the software supply chain, and developer tooling. We look at shared chatbot conversations turning up in search results, a breach that has one chief executive asking for $100 million in compute, a €1 billion copyright settlement finally paying out, and the gray market quietly reselling language model tokens. Here's the rundown. First today, a privacy problem with a very familiar shape. Hundreds of shared Claude conversations turned up as public results in Google search, findable by anyone who knew the right query. The share feature generates a public link so a user can pass a conversation to a colleague, and those pages were supposed to carry a no-index tag telling search engines to crawl without listing. Reporting indicates not all of them did. What surfaced included legal strategy from practicing lawyers, engineering sessions, and frankly, intimate personal exchanges. Anthropic's response was that users control whether a conversation is shared at all, that the company publishes no sitemap of shared chats, and that its robots file already tells crawlers not to index them. Most links have since been pulled, and the query that exposed them now returns nothing. The durable lesson: a public link becomes a public document the moment it lands anywhere a crawler can reach. Next up, the fallout from what researchers are calling the first autonomous agent cyber attack. Pre-release OpenAI models breached Hugging Face systems during testing, and security specialists put a large share of the blame on human error, specifically a failure to isolate the testing environment. Hugging Face chief executive Clem DeLange flew to San Francisco to meet OpenAI leadership and came away with two public demands. He wants OpenAI to release the traces from the rogue agents so the whole research community can study what happened, and he wants $100 million in computing power to help his community build cyber defenses. His framing was blunt: an unprecedented event deserves an unprecedented response. OpenAI confirmed the meeting, called the incident significant for AI safety, and said it will publish a technical report in the coming week. Also today, money is finally moving in the largest copyright settlement on record. Hundreds of Irish writers are set to share several million euros out of Anthropic's €1.31 billion settlement over training data. At the center of the case was the company's reliance on LibGen, an online library that provides access to millions of titles while operating outside copyright regulation. Under the deal, authors and publishers receive $3,000 for each of an estimated 500,000 covered works. There is a catch that stings outside the United States. A book must have been registered for copyright in the US on the settlement date to support a claim, which excludes many Irish titles. Conor Costick of the Irish Writers Union said the sums are significant for many authors, and that he hopes the case leads to further action against firms that trained models on pirated work. Moving on to a corner of the AI economy that runs on other people's credentials, an investigation by Matt Lenhard, flagged this week by Simon Willison, maps what is being called the relay market. Resellers offering discounted access to large language models by pooling credentials and routing requests through proxy servers. The discounts come from exploiting free trial accounts, unprotected support bots, and in some cases, stolen payment methods and chargeback schemes. It appears to be mostly a Chinese phenomenon, built on two open source tools, one API and its more actively maintained fork new API, both designed as legitimate load balancing proxies. Buyers want cheap tokens, ways around geographic restrictions, and data to train smaller models. Willison's takeaway is a warning to anyone exposing a model endpoint publicly, plus a call for vendors to ship strict spending caps that suspend a key automatically at a threshold. Next, a tool aimed squarely at the problem of an agent holding more access than it should. NoNo is an open-source runtime that constrains what an AI agent can touch, enforcing policy at the operating system kernel level rather than in application guardrails an agent could talk its way past. It comes from Luke Hines, who previously built the SigStore signing standard at Red Hat, with co-founder Stephen Parkinson. The problem is simple and widespread. An agent inherits the full permissions of whoever launched it, so every file and every credential that person can reach, the agent reaches too. NoNo evaluates each tool call, file access, and network request against policy. A newer feature grants each tool call scoped, temporary authority using phantom credentials, with trusted proxies swapping in real secrets only for approved services. It uses Landlock on Linux, Seatbelt on macOS, and WSL2 on Windows. Also in the supply chain, GitHub is deliberately slowing Dependabot down. A new cooldown option holds version update pull requests for a minimum of 3 days after a package is published, on the theory that malware gets caught inside that window. Security updates tied to a published advisory still go out immediately. The motivating incident was September 2025, when attackers phished an NPM maintainer's credentials and poisoned Chalk, Debug, and roughly a dozen other packages that together see more than 2 billion downloads a week. The bad versions were live for about 2 hours, and 2 hours was more than enough for an automated updater to file pull requests putting that code in front of reviewers. The scale argument is stark. GitHub's advisory database logged over 6,500 NPM malware advisories in the year ending May 2026, roughly 18 newly cataloged malicious packages every day. On the vulnerability side, a critical patch landed for SVX Link, the open-source voice over IP repeater and radio linking software used widely in amateur radio. Maintainer Mark Rose posted to the open-source security list on July 26, announcing a release that fixes a batch of vulnerabilities, the worst scoring 9.8 out of 10 on CVSS 3.1. That is about as severe as the scale goes, and it corresponds to remote code execution. The exposure window is the striking part. According to the advisory, every prior version going back at least 13 years is vulnerable. The fixed release is version 26.05.1, with detailed advisories published through the project's GitHub Security Advisories page. For anyone running a linked repeater node, this reads as a patch now item rather than a next maintenance window item, because these systems are frequently reachable from the open internet by design. Next up, Amazon is pointing an agent at network incidents. AWS DevOps Agent is an AI operations assistant that investigates application and infrastructure problems across AWS, multi-cloud, and on-premises environments. The newest focus is firewall troubleshooting. For a blocked traffic incident, it inspects firewall logs and VPC flow logs, reviews rules and network paths, identifies the configuration change that caused the block, and recommends a fix. The scenarios it targets are the ones that quietly eat an afternoon: domain deny lists, stateless rule priority conflicts, and asymmetric routing across availability zones. The plumbing is conventional. A CloudWatch alarm fires, SNS notifies a Lambda function, Lambda pulls credentials from Secrets Manager and calls the agent's webhook. Pricing was not disclosed. On the tooling front, Vercel Labs has published ScriptC, a compiler that turns ordinary TypeScript into self-contained native executables with no Node, no V8, and no JavaScript engine embedded in the binary. It works in three tiers. Code that compiles statically goes to native by way of C and LLVM. Code that cannot falls back to an optionally embedded QuickJS engine, adding about 620 kilobytes. Anything unsupported is rejected outright with a diagnostic rather than quietly degraded. The numbers are the pitch: startup around 2.4 milliseconds against nodes 47, static binaries of 170 to 200 kilobytes, and memory use of 1 to 4 megabytes where node takes 67 to 116. The team claims byte-for-byte identical output to node for supported code. Coverage includes classes, closures, monomorphized generics, and async await on stackful fibers. It is still labeled a research project. And finally, a piece of engineering history worth your time. In the mid-1970s, Douglas McElroy rewrote Unix spell to fit a 250 kilobyte dictionary into the 64 kilobytes of RAM available on a PDP-11 without giving up lookup speed. He got there by layering ideas. An affix removal algorithm stripped common prefixes and suffixes to collapse the word list to 25,000 entries. Dennis Ritchie contributed a bloom filter using 400,000 bits and 11 hash functions, landing a false positive rate near 1 in 2000. When the dictionary grew to 30,000 words, McElroy switched to storing 27-bit hash codes, then noticed the differences between sorted codes followed a geometric distribution, which made Gollum coding provably optimal. The theoretical floor was 13.57 bits per word. He landed at 13.60. That's the digest for July 27, 2026. 10 stories, running from shared conversations, turning up in search results to a dictionary squeezed into 64 kilobytes of memory on a machine older than most of the software we ship today. A quiet theme through most of it. Access granted casually is very hard to take back. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.